Today marks the third anniversary of the HSE cyber attack. The attack led to widespread disruption and saw the data of thousands of patients and staff being illegally accessed. Figures obtained by RTE News show that a total of 473 legal proceedings have been taken against the HSE arising from the attack, and the State Claims Agency is managing 12 personal injury claims relating to the psychological impact of the data breach. Brian O'Donovan, RTE's work and technology correspondent, has the details. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Cian.
Now, Brian, it's 3 years, as I was saying there, since the cyber attack. So tell us about the legal proceedings, because they're far from over.
That's right. And it was on this programme, on this day, 3 years ago, Cian, that news first started to break of a massive ransomware cyber attack impacting the HSE. Now, new figures show that a total of 473 legal proceedings have been taken against the HSE arising from that cyber attack. An additional 140 pre-action letters have also been issued. Those legal proceedings all relate to data protection claims. Now, the state's claims agency is managing 12 personal injury claims linked to the cyber attack. These relate to the psychological impact of the data breach. Now, there are a number of legal cases currently before the European Courts of Justice, which are very relevant to the proceedings that have been issued against the HSE. So in most of the Irish cases, a stay on the proceedings has been agreed pending the outcome of those European cases. Now, Olive O'Connor is a mother of four children with chronic health conditions. She is not taking legal action against the HSE over the cyber attack, but 3 years on, she remembers only too well the disruption and upset that it caused.
They had no access to the records, so we had to be given temporary new charge record numbers, which stressed me out a lot because obviously that medical record was really important for my daughter. She'd gone through many years of not being diagnosed, so it was really important we had all that there in place. But I was, you know, really stressed about it from the point of view of all of my children, and even those who weren't using the services at the time. I was quite stressed in the sense that what if all the records are gone, all the medical files and everything else, what if they're actually gone?
A lot of stress there for Olive O'Connor. Now, Brian, give us the numbers. How many people had their data exposed in the cyber attack? And then that information, the information that had been exposed, was it used by hackers?
Well, as of today, the HSE says it has written to all of the people who had their data illegally accessed. And that final number was just under 91,000 people made up of both patients and staff. Now, that number is actually slightly less than had been originally thought as the total number that had been affected. But of the 91,000 people who have been contacted by the HSE, just over 1,400 requested additional follow-up information. Now, the HSE says it continues to monitor the internet and in particular the dark web on a regular basis, and to date it has not identified any evidence that any of the data has been shared or used fraudulently. In terms of the cost of the cyber attack, Cian, the HSE says the current estimate is €102 million, but a previous report from the state's spending watchdog, the Comptroller and Auditor General, found that the HSE will need to spend more than €650 million over a 7-year period to bring its cybersecurity situation up to scratch.
Now, Brian, look, this was a massive attack. It was a cyber attack on the health service within government. And there's been lots of investigations and recommendations for the HSE following the attack. Has its cyber defences been boosted since?
Yeah, and that investigation into the breach found that the HSE was operating on a frail IT system and did not have proper cyber expertise or resources. Today, the HSE says there are multiple ongoing programs of work focused on addressing all of the issues that were highlighted in the wake of the attack, including building cyber resilience and building cyber security capacity. One area, Cian, however, where they have struggled, and it's not really their fault, and that is hiring cyber security professionals, because globally there's a shortage of those skilled workers. So the role of Chief Technology and Transformation Officer at the HSE, that's currently only filled on an interim basis, but it is expected to be filled on a permanent basis from the 1st of June. The role of Chief Information Security Officer at the HSE is also only filled on an interim basis. It has been re-advertised, and the closing date for applications is this week. Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne. I was speaking to him about this last night, and he said it's vital that those key cybersecurity roles at the HSE are filled as soon as possible.
Let's be very clear. We are going to see more cyber attacks in the future on public agencies. This is happening not just in Ireland, but globally. The HSE attack in 2021 should have been a real warning to us. So we've got to take this seriously. It's not just about the HSE, it's about all other public services. And it is critical now that the senior posts dealing with this issue are filled within the HSE, but also that there are learnings right across the public sector to ensure that other areas of vital services aren't similarly attacked in the future.
Senator Malcolm Byrne there. Brian O'Donovan, thanks very much for that.